Business is very, very good. Let's go. Brandon Stores ready to expand. By Warner Todd Houston on December 30, 2021. The owner of several Let's Go Brandon theme stores in the New England area says that business has been so good, he intends to expand to more locations. Keith Lambert, the owner of 8 locations in New England, now plans to expand into Cape Cod and Salisbury, bringing his empire to 10 stores, according to Fox Business Network. Lambert laughed that one recent customer wanted an anti-Biden sticker to cover his 2020 Biden campaign bumper sticker. A customer came into one of our locations and bought a Let's Go Brandon sticker and went out to his car and stuck it over his Biden sticker, Lambert told FBN. And that was it. He was just like, I'm done with this guy. Lambert said that many of his customers in Deep Blue, Massachusetts have buyer's remorse with their support of Biden. So many that business is very, very good right now. The entrepreneur now has stores in Hanson, North Attleboro, Bellingham, East Bridgewater, Easton, Somerset, and Warwick, Rhode Island. But not everyone has been appreciative of his concept stores. Lambert told Fox that he has gotten some death threats on social media and even in the mail. Still, the store owner says, I don't take them seriously. Lambert added that one of his own final straws with Biden was the disastrous bug out of Afghanistan. His decision-making is not good, Lambert exclaimed. I don't think he is doing the job that he should be doing. And I'm not happy with it, just like a lot of other people are not happy with it. Lambert also sells Trump merchandise alongside his anti-Biden wares, and also said he hopes Trump runs again in 2024. They always get so upset, so there's always going to be a slogan, a phrase, and the Trump brand isn't going anywhere, he insisted. People still buy lots of Trump merchandise, and especially if he runs again. I'm sure we'll be able to stay open and keep moving with that stuff. The phrase, Let's Go, Brandon, went national in October after NBC Sports reporter Kelly Stavast falsely claimed that a crowd of NASCAR fans were chanting Let's Go Brandon following a victory by driver Brandon Brown. But video of the chanting clearly shows they were shouting, Fuck Joe Biden. Isaac Brecken / NASCAR via Getty Images. Watch. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com / warner.todd.houston.